Okay, the following is reprinted from a column I had called My America in Vice Magazine. It's got to be probably 5 years old by now. I'm not sure. But it's called, "We Have Got to Stop Calling So Many People Heroes." Put down your tube of Bedhead and think about it for just 5 seconds. How many people throughout history can you consider true heroes? 100? 1,000? Wrong. Science has proven that there have been literally millions of heroes throughout time and space. But of course, the concept of what is heroic depends completely on the worshipper's values. To many, Martin Luther was a hero, as was Martin Luther King. But to others, the guy who shot Martin Luther King was a hero. And then to even others, the guy who shot Martin Luther King, the movie, or the guy who designed the Martin Luther King ride out at Six Flags Over Texas are heroes. I could go on and on if my editors weren't such unfunny pricks. My point being that one man's hero is another man's sworn and bitter enemy. It was many a warm summer's night that found Mother and I listening gently on the veranda, leisurely sipping on gin and biscuits and debating who was the truer hero, a real retarded man boy or Cuba Gooding Jr. as Radio, the fake retarded man boy. We never came to any satisfying answer, and we'll just have to wait and see what the Academy thinks come Oscar time, but the hero debate continues to rage across this vast and innocent land of ours, stretching into the sea and back. Will we ever lay down our arms and see eye to eye? No. Not as long as there's some lonely, overweight woman down in the basement heading up the accounts receivable office blubbering on and on about how Lacey Peterson is a true American hero, but we can at least agree to severely narrow down the criteria for being a hero. Four categories have to be quickly and violently tossed out before we can go any further. Rich and pretty and fuckers and athletes. Nobody should make an honor the hero list solely by virtue of the fact that they are rich. This means that anyone who's ever said or even thought to himself, "Dude, that guy who came up with the Girls Gone Wild series is my hero! Dude's got his own helicopter and he gets to see drunk tits all the time?" No, they cannot participate in this discussion that is not really a discussion. Nor does being pretty make you a hero. What kind of pathetic loser thinks of a supermodel as qualifying for hero worship? Answer? Either monumentally ugly people or other very attractive people. That's it. It is absolutely the least deserving of all the hero factors. Also, people who manage to have sex do not deserve the mantle of hero. Unless you live in a car and smell like the third day of the Burning Man Festival, yet still manage to fuck all of the Donnas, in which case, yes, you actually are a hero, and I raise a Coors Light to you. And last, anybody who excels in sports, there is not now, nor will there ever be, a hero of the gridiron. Nobody in his or her right mind should give a fuck about some well-padded millionaire with a reading level of a 12-year-old homeschooled by Kip Winger just because he tackled another well-padded millionaire. So agreed, they're all out. Especially if you consider the billions of people who have quietly, with no expectations of earthly or heavenly glory, sacrificed their lives for others. Whether the sacrifice was literally their life or just a given life of leisure, these are the only people who should be considered heroes. Personally, I don't have any illusions that I will ever be even remotely like that kind of person. See, selfishness and a love of fine champagne and diamonds, combined with an ability to both ignore all the suffering that goes on around me and the talent to delude myself into thinking that when I do take some minuscule action, that it actually makes some difference in, sure, a life free of heroism. Jealous yet? Yes, it's time to retire the word hero outside of the aforementioned use. Let's save it for the truly self-sacrificing. Firemen? Heroes. Lenny Bruce? Not a hero. An important, groundbreaking cultural icon, to be sure, but hero? Nope, just too egotistical. Joan of Arc? Hero. Joan Jett? No. In fact, there is only one artist that can be considered a true hero, and that is Whoopi Goldberg. No, of course not. When thinking of Whoopi Goldberg as your hero, please, stop to think of the criminally underappreciated Glenn Hofstetler. That fucker ate seven, no lie, this is true, seven hits of acid, and had forgotten that his parents were flying back to the States from this month-long trip that they had taken to Africa, and he was supposed to go pick them up at San Francisco Airport. And he did it. He fucking did it. He was in Marin County, drove his car on seven hits of acid, and went to pick up his parents at the airport, tripping on acid. Do you see what I'm saying? That's someone deserving of fame, fortune, and parades.